Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow. Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I've been hanging out with my old friend Simon. You know, Simon as in Simon Says. At any rate, Simon is thinking about success. Of course, Simon always thinks about success. That may in fact be his main thing, thinking about success. At any rate, as part of our discussion, Simon was asking me why I thought some people succeed and others don't. And I thought maybe I would raise that question with you. Wonder why some people succeed while others don't. It sounds like it should be a fairly easy question to answer, but it's really more complex than we might think. There are probably lots of reasons why people don't succeed. Let's think first of all about what we mean by success. I think we can all think in terms of big success kinds of goals, big success views, in terms of maybe getting rich or becoming famous, doing something amazing, accomplishing something that in our lifetime it's probably not likely for us to actually accomplish it, but nonetheless we can dream. What I would like to focus here on, though, are little successes. Those little successes we can have on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. Maybe they're not major kinds of things from anybody else's point of view, but for us, they're pretty important. For us, they make a difference. Maybe success has to do with something within our family. Maybe it has to do with pursuing our hobby. Maybe it has to do with doing a little better at work or at our profession. Maybe it has to do with making a difference in our neighborhood or our church or our community. Whatever our success goal happens to be, the question is, how are we doing? Are we currently being successful? If so, good for you, good for us, good for the successful. The real issue, I think, is if it's not happening, if we're not being successful today, if our success goal is something that we've put on the shelf, we've put aside for other things, we need to ask ourselves the question, why, and what do we plan to do about it? As Simon will point out to us later, there are different types of people. One type involves people who want to succeed. They think it would be cool to succeed. They think it would be nice to succeed. Maybe even wonderful to succeed, but that's all they do is think about it, dream about it, and wish it were so. There is, of course, another group who are succeeding. They're doing whatever it is they wanted to do. Whatever their goal was, they're moving toward it. Have they reached it yet? Maybe not. But nonetheless, they keep working away at it. They keep pursuing it. They keep doing things that move them toward their success. The group I would like to focus on now, though, is the group who, for whatever reason, have decided that the success goal is not all that important. It doesn't matter. It's not something that they want to shift their time and energy to. They have other things to do that are more important. Or perhaps they've decided they're too tired. They're too busy. They're too, whatever comes after the two is the reason why they're not succeeding, is the reason why they're not reaching their goal. The saddest of all are those who have decided that it really doesn't matter. It wasn't important anyway. What I picked up from Simon in our conversation during the time we spent hanging out is that there is a pretty simple strategy you can use if your goal is to succeed, assuming that the goal is something within the realm of reality. If you want to become rich, become famous, become in charge of the world, is probably not going to happen. If you happen to be 50 years old, your goal to become a professional athlete, a professional football player at least, is probably not going to happen. So the first step is to decide, is the barrier, the thing that I've put between me and success, something that I control or something that is totally outside of my control, something that is simply not surmountable for very specific objective reasons? What we generally find, though, is that the real success goals we have, the things that we want to do, that we value, the things that would lead to our feeling better about ourselves, feeling better about what we're doing and how we're living, those goals, those personal goals, really are achievable, they are attainable, they are something we could do and ought to do. The problem is that we have a list of excuses. We're too tired. We're too busy. We're too old. We have 50 excuses for not doing what we really want to do, what we would value doing, what we would like to do. We have 50 excuses why we can't reach our success goal. And we're probably being somewhat realistic. We can't reach our success goal today. We can't do it in a week. We can't reach it in the sense that we fully achieve everything that we dream of or imagine in terms of this particular goal. But, and the but is very important, it's almost always true that there is something we could do today. There is some step we could take. There's some action we could take to move a little closer toward the goal, a little closer in the direction of the success we would like to have, the success we wish for. If my success goal is to build a ship in a bottle, I can at least get the bottle. I can get the plans for the ship. I can figure out what tools I need. I could take some step today to move in that direction. Once we take the first step, then, the key is to take the next step, and the one after that, and the one after that. What Simon tells us is that the biggest barrier to succeeding is not starting. Once we start, though, moving along the goal one step at a time is simply a matter of persistence. It's a matter of hanging in. It's a matter of being sure that we do, in fact, take a step today and a step tomorrow and a step the day after that. Do you have a success goal? One of those success goals that you've put over on the shelf, that you've set aside? Well, get it out, brush it off, polish it up, and if you're ready to get into it, then it's time to simply get down to it and do it. Sure, as I promised, here's what Simon has to say on the topic.
Simon says, it is never too late for you to succeed or too soon to fail. If you think you are too late, too old, too tired, or too busy to succeed, you are only making excuses, blowing smoke, playing mind games with yourself. I gave it my best effort and don't have any more to give, does not cut it either. That is just one more version of poor me and lets you know it is time for a serious attitude adjustment. You still have plenty of time to succeed but do not have any time left to fail. The only thing in your way is you. Get your get up and go up and going today. It is not too late to succeed but is far too soon to quit. Along your path to success, you will find three types of people. Which group you join is up to you. People who succeed. People who watch others succeed. People who pretend success does not matter. Your choice is clear-cut. Unless you commit to joining the people who succeed, you fully qualify for one of the other two groups. It does not matter whether you want to join the group, you are a member. The only thing to decide is whether you want to pretend success does not matter. Whatever your decision, you have plenty of time to succeed. Watching others succeed is a waste of time. Pretending success does not matter takes forever.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. If you'd like to get in touch, my email is gac@drgarycrow.com, or I'm on Twitter and Facebook at drgarycrow. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or on your favorite podcast player. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.